What's going on, guys? Willem Wienand here. Welcome to the Affiliate Game Plan. Today, we're going to talk about content. It's going to be a hard one because creating your first piece of content and keep being out there and contributing and putting yourself out there is one of the hardest things for entrepreneurs and affiliate marketers. It's really, really scary for most of us in the beginning. And once you get good at it, it becomes one of the most rewarding things you can do, trust me. So in this one, I want to help you probably overcome some objections that you have, some challenges, some mental blocks around the topic. I've talked to so many fellow affiliate entrepreneurs who, affiliate marketers who were just struggling with this. So I want to help you get over that hurdle and just create something, okay? Let's get into it. Here's the deal. Today, us affiliates and online entrepreneurs are getting screwed over by self-proclaimed gurus telling us to buy their courses and use paid ads as the new get-rich-quick scheme. I call bluff. So how do we as underdogs scale and surpass the online dictators so that we can spread our message, create true financial freedom, and unlock our full potential? Easy. We discover and apply real marketing strategies that focus on creating relationships with our audience so that we can have a bigger impact on the world and grow not only financially, but also personally. My name is Willem Wienand and welcome to the Affiliate Game Plan. So, creating content, whether it's your first piece of content that you're ever creating, or if you've done something and it didn't work out, or you're keeping it going, you're not seeing the results, whatever it might be, or you're creating, but you're kind of looking for what direction to go. So first of all, it's a really, really hard topic. I don't talk about it all the time because affiliate marketing, you don't necessarily need to create content, I think. I mean, you can do it the SEO route and yeah, maybe do blogs and such, but I'm talking more towards where you're putting maybe your face in front of the camera or you're doing a podcast like this, you're creating posts on social media, something along those lines, which I think is the probably the easiest way to get started. I don't know much at all about running a blog or so I won't talk about that, but I know how beneficial it can be when you start putting yourself out there, get out of your comfort zone and start creating some content. So I need to address it. And I think it's one of those things where you just have to find your own path in the beginning. For me, I've always had this, outside of just affiliate marketing, I've always had this desire where I've always dreamt to like inspire others. When I watch movies or read about people, biographies, whatever it might be, entrepreneurs, athletes, actors, I can get really, really inspired, and to the degree where it really wants me to take some action. And the feeling that I get is a phenomenal sensation. I want to be able to share that to other people as well. I've always felt that, but I also knew I wasn't ready. I know I haven't had the skills to create that. So this is all about becoming ready to take the first step and keep going, because I truly think you can inspire and help so many people that you've been called to serve. So first thing I want to address is imposter syndrome, because we all go through this, okay? Where you feel like you're not good enough. You're just starting out. You don't know enough about the topic, you might think, and you think you need to be an expert. Trust me, you do not. You do not need to be an expert or anything even remotely close to that. All you need to do as you're starting out is get over that hump, create something, and just share something that you found useful yourself. That's all you need to do. You don't need to do any claims, say that you're better than you are. You don't need to be the best for people to find whatever you create useful. They're going to keep looking at Gary Vee and Tony Robbins, whatever it might be, whatever in your niche, but still they will find your content. And if you just share something that you found helpful, there's a really big chance that somebody else might find that helpful as well. So that's one of the big content hacks I've learned, is just that I don't need to reinvent the wheel. I don't need to be the number one guy. I can just share something that I found helpful in my own way, what I took away from it. And I know that's good enough. And recording good enough, you're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be ready. There's never going to be a moment where you're like, okay, this is the moment. Today I'm creating my first podcast episode. I'm creating my first post on social media. I'm doing the first TikTok. There's never going to be that moment. You'll discover that after you do the thing. And you keep going, and then you'll look back and you'll see how you grew from that moment, and you kept creating, and you'll see the growth that you've had. And that's a really, really cool thing. So in the beginning, it truly is all about understanding that you don't need to be an expert, and just stepping out of your comfort zone and embracing the hardship. Like, do your best to challenge yourself to overcome that fear, because I know how scary it can be. For myself, something that I've worked on in the past few years is presenting. And it can be, I started doing presentations online, and now in the past year and a half or two, I've been in situations where I've had the opportunity to present in person as well, which is has been one of the scariest things for me, because back in school, I was always the kid who, whenever it was presentation time, we did a group project or even worse, individual project. I was always the kid in the back of the classroom, hiding, hoping the class would be over and I wouldn't have to do my turn, because I hated presenting in front of people. And I knew that was something that I needed to get good at if I wanted the results that I've talked about, and to really inspire and help and teach and provide value in some sort of way to somebody else. I knew I needed to become good at that. So I've really come to embrace that hardship and put myself into situations whenever I can and challenge myself to overcome that fear. And nowadays, it's still scary to me presenting in person. I haven't done it enough to where it's like totally cool, but it's nowhere nearly as frightening for me. And it's really, really empowering. I really love when I'm done, because I know it's scary for me and I know I overcame that hard thing. And it's an amazing feeling. So I'm going to go into some action steps here. And we're, of course, going to go through Expert Secrets here with Russell Brunson. Amazing book. I've said it before. And if you want your copy, you can get it for free. You just pay for the shipping at villainvina.com/expert. So, as I said, it's all about, you're never going to be ready. You just take action, and you'll discover after the fact that you did it that, like, man, that was the moment. I didn't feel like I was ready, but I got ready by creating and start doing something. And I repeat, do not care about the results as much as you think you should, okay? If the video is awful, if the podcast is awful, it does not matter, okay? It does not matter. Put anything out there. Improve, innovate, try, okay? Because in the beginning, the beautiful thing is probably nobody's watching. Nobody's listening, okay? So it does not matter that you screwed up. If you go watch my first pieces of content, they absolutely suck, okay? They suck because I was really new at it. But it does not matter because I was practicing. I was finding my own voice. I was putting things out there. I was improving, innovating. And that brings me to page 10. It's the first chapter of Expert Secrets, where Russell Brunson talks about, just finding your own voice. And the first step there is just go experiment with a ton of things. Step 2, identify things that spark your interest. Number 3, engage deeply with those things. 4, as you engage, it goes from interest. If it goes from interest to true fascination, go down to the path of gaining mastery. And step 5, fascination plus mastery equals passion. And in the beginning, as I said, you don't need to know anything. Just share something that you found helpful. And he has a really good little skiss here in the book where it says, in the beginning, you're the dreamer, right? All starts with a spark. You want to achieve some kind of goal and you're visualizing for yourself what that is. Then you go from the dreamer to reporter. You start creating content, you're consuming content, and you're creating some kind of content based on that. Once again, sharing what you found helpful with other people. And a great way to do this is by interviewing others. Try to create your own show or whatever it might be. Consume a lot of content and share that. Become the reporter. And step 3, framework creator. As you learn all about this topic that you're diving into. Once again, identify things that spark your interest and engage in deeply with those things. Then you become a framework creator where you're like, okay, I have enough of this puzzle figured out where I can create my own kind of framework around this. Then you go from framework creator to servant, and then from servant to expert and guide. But I think it's really important to understand that part where you're the dreamer and then you just become the reporter. You share something that you found helpful yourself. You don't need to be the expert yet, okay? You're getting there eventually. You're getting there. But at the beginning, it's all about getting over that damn fear, putting yourself out there, and knowing that once you've done it, and it's going to feel really, really great. And eventually, you'll become so good at it that people actually start to care. And the more you do it, the quicker it goes, right? And another cool quote from the book here, a few pages in, is, it's only by shifting our focus to helping others that we continue to grow. Contribution is the key to continued growth. And I love that. If you can look at it that way, if you can look at business that way, I think it's going to serve you really, really much. Because if you're just doing it for yourself in the beginning, you're going to get some traction. But if you're doing it with in mind to help somebody else, once again, sharing something you found helpful in a way that somebody else might find it helpful, you're gonna grow quicker in terms of numbers and also in terms of personally. Contribution is the key to continued growth. And I said action steps, so I want to give you a simple framework for your first content, whether, once again, it's written, it's audio, it's video, whatever it might be. It's, of course, from Russell. If you follow him, then you know what it's about. It's called the Hook Story Offer Framework, where we're in 2024 now, and you know how important it is to hook somebody in the beginning of your content, right? Otherwise, they're gonna keep scrolling, whatever it might be. So have a strong hook. Don't forget, you can be as crazy as you want, right, to get somebody's attention, but don't, of course, within reason, but some kind of hook in the beginning. Then you go to the story, teach them how you learned this, how you earned this, or just teach the main point with a story, like I did before with the example of presenting. I was the biggest fear, one of the biggest fear that I have, presenting in person, and then how I overcame that and the goal that I achieved with that. So what's the story that you can tie the whole like point, the main part of the whole content into it? Hook, story, hook them, tell the story, and then the offer. So what's the offer that you have? Is it just DM you to know more? Is it sign up to this link? Is it subscribe to your YouTube channel, to the podcast, wherever it might be? But that's a really simple framework for you to create your first piece of content. Hook somebody's attention, tell the story, and that can be just in 3, 4, 5 seconds, seriously. Like if I'm selling, I did the example in another episode of the water bottle. Strong hook to get to get them interested. Like this is a metal water bottle, which means it contains way less bacteria than a plastic, for example. And the story could be like how I was always struggling to keep the water bottle clean, and now I found a solution to it. Ta-da, here is the offer. Buy the water bottle that I have on this page plus the cleaning kit and you'll never have to worry about your smelly water bottle again. So, hook, story, offer. And most importantly, yes, get yourself out there. Get out of your comfort zone. You'll be happy that you did and go after it, whatever that content might be. So, that's it for this episode. I know I'm going to be talking more about this in the future, but for right now, I just like to hear your thoughts about what you'd like me to cover in the next episode. So if you're watching this or listening to this on Spotify, there's going to be a little Q&A where you can answer if you scroll down or somewhere easy to find. Please let me know what you'd like for me to cover, whether it be on this topic or another topic related to affiliate marketing and entrepreneurship in the next episode, and I'll see you there. Appreciate you so much for listening. Cheers. Hang on just one second. You listened to the whole thing? So here comes the real truth. I couldn't leave you without my brand new call to action. I wouldn't be a good marketer if I did, right? Well, I talk a lot about gurus and how I got screwed over with paid ads and expensive courses. But thankfully, there are a few that stand out in the crowd that helped me get the ball rolling. One of those programs is Legendary Marketer and their 15-day business challenge. It's available right now for only $7. You can enroll at www.wilhelmvinal.com/challenge. In this course, you'll learn the stupid simple game plan that I have myself used and literally thousands of others have used to make a full-time living online. You'll understand the number one mistake affiliate marketers are making that is costing them money so that you can avoid this. Then you're going to get exposed to the best traffic strategies that successful affiliate marketers are using today so that you never have to worry about traffic, all organically. And as a bonus, you'll get access to plug and play funnels, emails, and all you need to get started today. Sound fair enough? Head over to www.wilhelmvinal.com/challenge and enroll in the $7 course. Your dream is worth that. Check out the link in the description and I'll see you there.